With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Today, students in the Roaring Fork Valley will be joining a global school walkout to call for action on climate change. In addition to the strike, some students in Aspen are using art to send a message. Alex Hager has more.
It'll be a busy day for some of Aspen's youngest activists today. Some students will walk out of school and gather at Pepke Park, but back on campus in the afternoon, they've got a display planned that'll send a message from above. On Lower Moore Field, students will assemble in the shape of a snowflake, and a drone up in the sky will take a photo. Ray Lampe is an art teacher at Aspen Middle School. She is organizing the display and says it includes a touch of symbolism.
From the ground, you can't tell that you're part of a bigger picture. Just like in life, we can't really tell that we're all part of this. But from the sky, from a distance, we are all like little teeny paint drops in the bigger picture.
Lampe also wants to invite other members of the community to take part in the display, which is at 2:15 this afternoon. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Salons are events that bring together a variety of artists and speakers for short performances. Kristen Kay reports one will be held this weekend in Carbondale.
Alia Howe has been organizing salons in the Roaring Fork Valley for several years now. She can't pick a favorite from this lineup, which features bachata and ballet dancers, a drummer, a comedian, and a filmmaker, among others.
Ooh, it's hard because I'm really excited about all of them.
Each performer takes the stage for about 15 minutes. Howe says they also talk about their work, pulling back the curtain on their process.
The artist is there talking to you a little bit about, this is how I got there. This is what I'm exploring.
The salon will be held at the launch pad tomorrow night. Kristen Kay, Endless Nissan Arts and Culture Desk.
State lawmakers are discussing ways of making classrooms safer in the wake of the deadly shooting at the STEM school in Highlands Ranch. As Scott Franz reports, students, teachers, and violence prevention groups are sharing ideas at a hearing today.
Lawmakers are also reacting to the results of an audit that found several gaps in Colorado's school safety programs. The audit concluded that a patchwork of programs created, quote, gaps in services and challenges in determining their reach and impact. Lawmakers are expected to start proposing bills to address the issue. Colorado has spent about $74 million on school safety programs in the last 2 years. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
The 52nd annual Aspen Rugger Fest tournament will be welcoming rugby players and fans from around the world to Wagner Rugby Stadium for a weekend full of action. Ryer Gardenswartz reports.
When 8 Denver rugby teams made the trip to Aspen for a late summer getaway in 1967, they couldn't have expected to start an internationally famous tournament that will feature 30 teams and roughly 1,500 players.
This tournament is world famous through the rugby community. Almost everybody in the world rugby community knows about Ruggerfest and Wagner Rugby Stadium. It's a special thing.
That's John Staub. He's been a member of the Aspen Rugby Club for 32 years and continues to help organize the annual tournament. This year, there are 6 different divisions featuring teams from Virginia to New Zealand. This year's tournament is being played in memory of former president and longtime local Jerry Haddam, who passed away in June after a snowmobiling accident. The rugby club has set up a scholarship and held a benefit last night in his honor. Games will be held at Wagner and Rio Grande Park throughout the weekend. Ryer Gardenswartz, Aspen Public Radio News.
Colorado health officials have confirmed 6 cases of vaping-related illness since the state announced its first case last month. Officials say the illness has hospitalized 4 in Colorado and is affecting mostly young people who reported vaping marijuana, nicotine, or both. Health officials continue to urge people to quit vaping until more is known about what is making people sick. The illness has been identified in over 500 people in 38 states. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.